Dmitry Samarov. Today, I'm sharing the first in what I think and hope will be a series of conversations with a friend of mine. She asked me to record and interview her about her fairly fraught and traumatic childhood in an effort to make sense of her beginnings, I think, and with the hope of finding a way forward. I believe we're going to get into some fairly heavy themes, but I don't know where the conversations will go. But I'm interested to find out, and I hope you will be as well. The idea is that by sharing these conversations, that perhaps a few listeners will get some value or find some resonance in.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like getting interviewed by somebody, basically like me talking about my past, like not really, like if there's anything that I don't want to get into with you, I won't, because it's not a therapy session. It's
right.
More just about like.
It's to get you to talk about things you don't talk about. Or,
correct.
Okay. What's your first memory?
First memory is years.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a real memory or not.
Well, yeah, because so much is told to us. So
yes,
it's, yeah, it's.
This is insisted by my family that I remember this on my own, which is the day I came home from the hospital, which I doubt.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really
because,
possible.
Right. Because my uncle had bought me a. My parents lived in a trailer,
mm-hmm.
So he thought it would be hilarious to buy a like 5 foot tall, 4 foot wide plush ape for me as a gift,
mm-hmm.
because you know that we lived in a trailer, so we had somewhere to put it.
Mm-hmm. It took up like half the trailer.
Exactly. His name was Uncle Harry. I had it forever. I cut its hair for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to sit, lean, and read on it when I was a kid. But supposedly that's my first memory.
That you saw this ape?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know about that. This is what they tell you.
Yeah, well, compared to my real first memory, it was just something I didn't want to talk about yet, honestly. My sister just realized got a tattoo from my father in the middle of her arm right here. That's the last thing he said to her, which was, everything's going to be all right. I'm so much better at doing things for other people than I am for myself.
Uh-huh.
But when I make a commitment to something to somebody else, I will stick to it far better than I will if I do it for myself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
Right.
You remember coming home from the hospital.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, because I remember this. All I remember is this ape. This big hairy ape.
The
but
giant.
I feel like this was fed to me because it was such a big deal because my uncle bought a ginormous ape and we lived in a trailer and had nowhere to put it.
Took up half the trailer.
It took, yeah, kind of.
Who else lived in the trailer?
Well, actually, it wasn't technically a trailer anymore. My parents had built onto it and made a house out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They put siding all the way around it and like an
it was
extra
like a
room.
Double wide or something. I don't know. No, not even
a semi-wide. Like just a big living room that went down like three steps,
mm-hmm.
that they built off the back of it.
Yeah.
And what was my brother's in my bedroom?
They just took the wheels off and attached it to something.
As far as I know, it's still, right. I mean, I think that they put like cinder blocks all the way around underneath it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like as far as like a board foundation, no.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I'm pretty sure it's the same way. The house is still there.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody lives in it. Crazy.
Not family, not your family.
No, I don't know them at all. Yeah. I have no idea who bought that house. I only lived there until I was five. It's named after the guy that started the train hub there, I believe.
Oh, really?
Or built out the train hub there, yeah.
What's the nearest, like, you know, town, whatever, city, town of any size.
City?
Yeah.
St. Louis.
So it's close to St. Louis, yeah.
Hour and a half northwest. But the biggest, like, town, I guess, would be Carbondale. Because of the SIU.
Well, SIU is in Carbondale.
Mm-hmm. 45 minutes away. But the next town over was probably about 15, 20-minute drive. It was a really tiny village right next to us. And that was only, like, 10 minutes out of town. But it was tiny. There was nothing there. No, I mean, once the coal mine shut down, especially.
That's what, that was the main industry there?
That's the whole reason that town was built.
It was for coal.
Yeah, the whole reason the train was built there was the train hub that was put there was to transport coal.
Mm. When did the coal mine close?
The coal mines closed, most of them, I think there's still one in operation, but most of them closed because of high sulfur rates during the Clinton administration, which you can imagine went over really well. Because there was just super high sulfate rates. It was poison to burn.
Yeah. So they couldn't use it. They couldn't use the stuff they were taking.
Yeah. What is it? The FDA? Is that who would be the one that put the kibosh on that?
EPA?
Or the EPA. Yes, thank you.
Environmental Protection, yeah.
So yeah, the EPA was like, these mines can't run anymore.
Do you have family that worked there?
All of them.
They all work in the
My dad is mines. The first one not to work in a mine.
Oh, really? Where did he work?
He became a pharmacist and opened his own pharmacy in town. He was, it's a big shot.
Yeah.
Big shot. My family had been in, I didn't realize until I did Ancestry, they'd been there for quite a while. My cousin, my
in
second
that town?
Yeah. Second cousin had a clothing store that shut down when I was real little, which was like men's suits and such. But yeah, no, they've like immigrated here, I guess.
From where?
I'm not really sure. My dad said the family's Germanic and Danish.
So somewhere in like Northern Europe.
Yeah, because yeah. You know, they give you that blanketed like Northern European. I just know my family is really white.
Oh, because you did the DNA thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I don't know that much about my family because there wasn't a lot of history that was told. Stories weren't really told. I don't feel like they stayed in contact. I don't know.
You mean like extended family?
Mm-hmm.
So who was there except you had your mom, your dad, who was sibling? You have older siblings?
One older brother.
You have an older brother.
Yeah. A younger sister.
How much older is a brother?
3 years. And she's 3 and a half younger.
And there was her cousins, uncles, like?
Grandma and grandpa's all lived in town still. Everybody else had moved away. Yeah. There's nothing there. My dad's sister, my aunt, had married the boy that she grew up with across the street. They'd been together since they were 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They are still together.
Wow.
But interesting thing about my hometown, it's one of the only few towns in the world that only exists in one place with that name.
So you're from a unique place. Aren't you proud?
It is the first place to also, you'll love this, what? To have a open marijuana consumption lounge that was an old federal bank they converted. So you can like go in and buy weed and sit around and smoke just like this bar. Except it's weed.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah.
I don't think I'll be going out of my way to visit. not really my cup of cocoa.
You can go to a custard stand though. That's the other thing.
Well, Custer doesn't no longer love. I love it, but it no longer sherbert. Loves me. Yeah, I can get.
They have sherbert, great orange sherbet.
Sherbet, sorbet, or the you know the.
They used
French
to do.
Version.
My grandmother always used to get the twist of sherbet and vanilla creamsicle.
So you remember the big ape in the.
Yeah. In the, my first.
Well, you had the ape for a while, right? Or.
Oh, for a long time.
They've stayed with you.
Yeah, I cut his hair. His name was Uncle Harry. He was big red. He was an orangutan, actually. He wasn't
an orangutan.
He was an orangutan.
Oh, that's an ape.
Well, yeah. A type. I mean, yeah. But I feel like when you say ape, people picture, like, great apes and, you know.
Oh, like a gorilla like, or a
yeah, chick. Yeah. It's hilarious. But I actually don't read book because it's no, my first memory is hiding underneath the coffee room table in our living room when my parents tried to take my password at fire outside of my bedroom. I'm 4 years old. 3 years old. 3 years old. I think I've had it too long.
Yeah.
And it was a big, 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 big screaming fight. It was taken away from me and was thrown out in the trash. And you I never
pitched,
saw it again.
You pitched a fit.
I went out in the trash. I went out
and you went looking for it?
Yes. I was a child. I was like, no, I need my pacifier. Yeah, they just thought I was too old.
Did the pacifier have a name?
It did not. It was just no. My pacifier. But it was like my comfort.
Yeah.
That's my first memory.
Well, first memory, like, yeah, except connected to, like, your brother or your mom or dad.
First memory I have of my mom, I know I was real young because I was, but I could have been, I was probably like, I'm going to guess 2 or 3 because I was still sleeping in, like, not the crib, but what do you call those cages that everybody used to get their heads stuck in?
Yeah, I don't know what those are called. It's not a crib.
It's not a
Maybe
crib.
It's a crib. No, no, because it doesn't.
No, it has rock. Like the sides that go up and down. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I was still sleeping in one of those.
Like a corral for babies.
Basically.
Yeah.
And I remember like waking up from a bad dream or something. Mom falling asleep on the edge of it.
Mm.
Like trying to comfort me, but like so tired that she just fell asleep and me like staring at her.
That's where was the bed? Was it in, you had your own room or is it with your brother?
At that
or?
Point, I had my own room.
You did?
Yeah, we turned that into a playroom though after I.
Oh, after that, you moved?
Yeah.
You moved in with your brother?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about my first memory about my brother either yet.
Okay. You can get to it whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good memories when it comes to him.
Yeah.
No. He's just me.
Yeah.
And we're very different people. He is a Trump supporter through and through.
Well, yeah. It happens to a lot of people, it seems.
I mean, he lives in Pennsylvania. What do you want?
But that's worse than Illinois.
You know how many more militias there are in Pennsylvania? It's one of the largest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole like alt-right, racist, white.
Well, they're spread all over Indiana,
yeah.
You know, Michigan. I mean, not to even mention, you know, places like Texas, you know.
Yeah.
Nightmare. What about your father? So you remember your mom falling asleep in your room?
I don't.
Do you have an early one of him or no?
No, but that's probably on purpose.
Yeah.
Like
a self-protection kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll take that back. The first memory, if I stop and think, the very first memory I have of my father was that he and I performed Amazing Grace at our one-room whitewashed church.
What denomination?
Southern Christian. Just basically Southern Baptist.
Like Southern Baptist.
But they talk about hell a little less.
Yeah.
You're not going to hell for everything.
Yeah.
Just a majority.
Just for most things?
Yeah.
Whereas, you both sang, or he played?
He played the guitar.
And you sang?
And I sang, and I was 4 years old.
How many people were in the church?
You know, I don't know. My town was tiny, so I'm going to guess like 50.
Yeah. Did everybody belong to the same church, or were there
several churches.
Oh, they're the main thing that were in my town was churches and bars.
Yeah.
I think equal amounts, like 13. We even had a Catholic church, which was crazy.
You get saved one way or the other.
Yeah, lots of Pentecostals.
Yeah.
Lots of, like, they can't Pentecostals right. with that. Yeah.
Do you know any?
Oh, yeah. I love
snake handlers?
No, I was terrified of snakes. The Pentecostal church. I used to love to go with my friends that were Pentecostal in the church because they got up and yelled and like they
speaking in tongues and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even that.
Yabba dabba doo.
No, but like when they'd sing their songs and stuff, they would get up and like it was almost like a Black Baptist church.
Yeah.
Like it was very entertaining. The preaching was very entertaining.
But this is all white people now.
All white people.
Yeah.
All white. No black people were in my town.
Yeah.
Zero. My town's a sundown town. That's the other thing that it has a nice record for.
Yeah. See any burning crosses growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. National, a landmark that's considered of esteem is a lynching bridge that's not that far away.
Mm.
It opens with them like lining up a group of scab coal miners. It was during like some mine wars that happened down there.
Mm.
And they murdered everybody.
Yeah.
And the whole county covered it up.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote the book was from there, and he became the head librarian at the Library of Congress, and was completely angry that there was no history of what had happened on there. Mm-hmm. It's like it was so egregious. It was during like Teddy Roosevelt era.
Mm.
First, not second. My great, great,
great. First, you mean Teddy rather than Franklin?
Yes.
You mean Teddy Roosevelt rather than Franklin.
Exactly. You know how I mix up names.
Well, you know, they're really, I mean, they were like distant cousins. They were related.
Yeah.
Very different kinds of politicians, but yeah.
People in general.
Yeah.
Two incredibly different people.
Why did your dad go into become a pharmacist rather than work at the coal mines? Was he good at school or was...
You know, I don't know.
Or did his family push him to do better or something? Kind of.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know whose decision that was.
He was already clearly a pharmacist when you were a bit.
You know what? I feel like my godfather, his best friend, who also lived right across the street from him, may have had some influence on that because he went to dentist school in St. Louis, and that's where my dad went to school, was at the pharmaceutical college in St. Louis. And I think maybe he followed Bruce. Like, I feel like they were that tight at that time. And I think he definitely had been dissuaded. I mean, you watch a whole family work in mines. Most of the men in my family were missing, like, fingers and stuff from bizarre-ass accidents. And they'd all been in the military. All of them.
Yeah.
I also think the Vietnam War scared him. Yeah. I think he didn't want to go to war
because
that was definitely taking place at that point.
Right.
And my dad was—I did consider him a great person.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord knows I couldn't fault him. I don't want to go to fucking war either.
Yeah.
Do you want to get a drink?
Sure. I'll wait for you though.
Oh. Sorry, didn't mean to derail.
No. It's gonna be like tangents and stuff. We're not like gonna stay on like a track because I don't know what the track is yet. You know,
nor
like,
do I.
Yeah, and neither do you. So we're just gonna talk until
the wheels fall off.
Something, yeah. Until you don't want to talk anymore, or we get somewhere that's useful to you. You know.
I told my therapist about this.
Is she
She thinks this is a good idea.
Stella Dallas, or what was her name? Not Stella Dallas.
I love it. It should be.
That's what we'll call her.
Now she's Stella Dallas. That's who she is.
Your therapist, Stella Dallas.
She is Stella Dallas.
That and she's okay with this?
Her not legal name. Yes, she thinks it's a good idea.
Well, it was kind of, it was sort of her idea to do something like this, right?
It was, yes.
She wanted you to talk with somebody.
Well, she felt it important for me to reflect on, and
how did she put it? Like, what did she say?
Well, I needed to remember, like, let myself remember my childhood, which I have not done ever.
You've blocked out, or
a lot of it, a lot of it, yeah. A lot of it. Yeah, especially when I was really, really young. Well, no, also I grew up in a family that, like, it was just abusive all the way around. My mom. It was borderline personality disorder, and my dad's a narcissist, and then I was told all the time that I was lying, that I was making up everything. My heart condition that I just got diagnosed with, I should have been diagnosed when I was like 5 or 6.
Oh, you've always had it?
I've always had it. I was passing out. I was having all these symptoms, and they told me I was being dramatic and that I was faking all of it.
Yeah.
So, like, this is what Stella and I talked about today was the fact that, like, because I showed her these pictures too.
Yeah.
And she's like, how do you feel looking at these?
Oh, you had an appointment today?
Yeah, I see her right before this.
Oh, okay. So,
kind of one fell swoop.
Wow. You're going to just rip the fucking Band-Aid off all over.
Yeah, I do something. Right.
Huh. I mean, afternoons.
Well, I mean, it's also like, I don't plan on not having a job. So at some point, I got to have it condensed down already.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like it would probably be easier most of the time to just come straight after and already kind of like prime the wheel.
Sure.
So to speak.
Well, if it worked, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But yeah, she asked me about what it was like to look at these, and I'm like it's not real. Like I don't.
You don't think it's you, or like.
No, I was just taught to think that everything I remembered was wrong.
And what was right? What was offered as the truth? As opposed to what you were saying.
No, I was lying.
You were lying, but what did they say was the truth?
That just wasn't happening.
Like none of the things you were talking about had happened.
Yeah. 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 Or I was being dramatic and over, like.
Uh-huh.
But that also happened to my brother and my sister. More so my sister. Than me, but I always had it. I was the family scapegoat. That was weird.
What happened to them? They were blamed for things, or they were not. They were. It was doubted what they said was not believed.
No, but they suffered the same wrath of. Well, because somebody who's borderline personality disorder, they have wild mood swings. It's almost like somebody with bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no psychiatrist, so I don't want to get into the diagnosis at all. Anybody can look it up, but my mom was physically abusive. Like they fell on that end sometimes, and verbally abusive.
Your brother and sister.
Yeah, but my sister more than my brother, but nobody as much as me. And then sometimes they would gang up on me and like. Sit on my chest and make me eat dog food.
Who,
things like that.
Your brother and sister? Oh. Who was there a favorite child in your
brother?
Family? Brother, he was the golden child.
Prodigal son. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still is. Still is.
The prodigal son's the one that has gone away.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not the prodigal.
Not the prodigal son. The
golden child.
Yeah.
Prodigal son is like the one prodigal, that's returned.
I am the prodigal son.
Yeah, yeah, you're the prodigal son. Except you're staying away wisely. you're not the prodigal son, but like you could be. Yeah.
I guess in that dynamic, I'm the closest to the prodigal son.
Are your brother and sister in touch with your mother or at all?
My sister is a lot because she has two children, so grandma
watches the
kids. Yeah, now that my dad's gone and his wife is out of the picture because he's dead.
Yeah.
Because they hated each other. Renee did not like her at all.
Yeah.
So my mom now is like the only grandparent. And my sister needs her.
Yeah.
My brother does see my mom, but his wife does not speak to her, and she's not allowed, my mom's not allowed in their home. They have a terrible relationship.
Wow.
My mom accuses her of like bugging my brother's phone and like doing all this crazy shit. I don't know if any of that's real. Wow. Because my mom has borderline personality disorder and is prone to make up shit.
Right. They've been together a long time, your brother and
they got married a month after my mom's mom died in a car accident very suddenly. But our wedding was already planned. I postponed our wedding because I was supposed to get married. We were supposed to get married in May. But I knocked it back to September because my grandmother passed in January. Close. And it was just too much for me. But yeah, I was really, I was super close to her. Yeah. So when she died, that was quite a blow. I just didn't want to have to try to, well, one, I'd never had an idea of getting married. I wanted to elope. You wanted a wedding.
Sure.
And I'm trying to plan something I had no idea about.
Yeah.
And it was like, I want to grieve my grandma. Like, yeah. I fucking love that bitch.
did she watch over you when you were little, or did
you're
she
live in town? Here. Yeah, she, I look just like her.
Yeah.
But, she,
This is your mom's mom.
Yeah. That's her senior year picture. And this is her and her sister in 1931.
I like these ones when they used to colorize, when they tinted the black and white pictures like that. Yeah.
She's the curly haired one.
She's the little one?
She's where I get my curly hair from. Yeah. Her, my uncle, and I are the only ones.
That pose is a pose I would recognize as one of yours.
Oh, well, give me a...
No rush.
This is one of my favorites, though. That's the first time I ever went fishing. And I remember that.
Yeah?
And
how old were you in that picture? Do you know? Is there a date on the back? Or?
I was 2 years, 3 months old.
Okay.
There we go. Actually, I have the other one at home where my hands are completely on my hips, but... Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. That's great.
Yeah. I think my grandmother was living in Pittsburgh at that time.
Okay. So she would watch you when you were small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stayed with my grandparents a lot.
Yeah. How far away were they?
The two that have passed
away. Yeah.
A mile and a half, maybe, into town, I think. Maybe two. We lived just outside of town, and they lived in town proper.
And they
which worked, is 1 square mile, so.
They worked in the coal mines, or?
My grandfather did.
Your grandfather did.
My grandmother was.
Did you know him, or did?
There's pictures of him in here, and her, because they were the main ones I stayed with. Even before I left for Brim, I would stay at their house all the time.
Yeah. Huh. And this thing of doubting all the things you said, is that mostly from your mom or from both of them? Your dad, too?
Well, my mom was the one that always insisted I was a liar when it came to that.
Yeah.
You lie about everything. If I told my mom the truth, she wouldn't believe me. When I would lie to her is when she would believe me.
Sure.
It's fucked up. My dad was the good guy, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom was so physically violent that he was so passive. I mean, it was just like you had no choice. You had one or the other. You had the person who beat the crap out of you all the time, just flew off the handle and smacked the shit out of you. Or you had the person who didn't do that. And would kind of listen to you, but that was because he's a narcissist. He would do anything he could to just
pacify. Because you were giving him attention?
Or just to pacify anybody. Like, he couldn't be bothered by the conflicts.
Mm.
But you'll notice he's in one picture, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a very obvious family photo.
Huh.
Like, my dad wasn't present. Like, he was present, but he, and he played the good, cop, bad cop thing.
Yeah.
He pushed my mom's buttons, too. He knew she wasn't right.
Yeah.
He knew she was mentally, I guess, unstable. That sounds drastic, but borderline personality disorder is kind of one of those things. Yeah, you're not, unless you know it, unless you're dealing with it, and she at the time did not.
Yeah. Did your mom work or was she stay at home?
My mom ran their business. He opened the pharmacy.
Oh, she worked at the pharmacy.
She ran it. She did all the financials. She did everything. Then she opened an insurance claims, like some, can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was to help elderly people with getting an insurance coverage and making sure that, you know, their bills and their medication was covered. No, my mom was, my mom's a super driven, super go.
Yeah.
Never stop. Never
But stop. Yeah, the personality borderline stuff came out more in the family. Like it was, so like in the public.
It would happen in public sometimes.
Oh, really? Oh, she would like snap at people.
When I was
like
in seventh grade.
Yeah.
We were at, there's a historic opera house in our old town.
Uh-huh.
And they would have this like homecoming like event where people would sing and stuff. When I was little, I was in it. And it was just like a competition between like a talent competition. And I had gone to Brim that year and I dyed my hair Superman black. I was so excited.
Brim was the place in Joliet or
Carbondale.
Oh,
Joliet was where I went to college.
Oh, okay. Oh, so Brim was before.
Yeah, Brim was Carbondale. Brim was what got me away from my parents.
Okay.
I moved to Brim when I was 12 years old.
It was like a boarding school kind of thing?
Yeah. For kids who have learning disabilities.
Ah. Like, so you lived there.
Yeah, I actually lived there. I was the only state-funded child that lived there. I think it had something to do with the abuse in my family.
Yeah.
But
she, yeah, so she said she would lash out in public as well.
So yeah, we're at this talent fair. I dyed my hair.
Yeah.
Superman blue black, thought I was so cool. And she hated it. But she had told me that I could, because I'd bought two boxes, toy boxes, that when it grew out some, I could dye it again and then no more.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. She did not remember having that conversation with me. And I was with my friend Stormy and her boyfriend, check this out, John Don.
John Don.
His name is John Don Lingo.
Stormy and John Don. What?
Stormy Hampsey. That's my best friend growing up. And she got to name her sister, which she named Sunny.
Wow. I'm glad they didn't have a third one named Cloudy.
They did. His name's Gabriel.
Oh, they gave up on the goofy.
Well, they didn't let Stormy name him. Stormy, yeah.
That was her given name?
Stormy?
Yeah, or was that a nickname?
Yeah, no, it was her
really?
Given
name. Her actual name was Stormy?
Stormy.
Wow.
Stormy Hampsey. Stormy Lynn Hampsey. You can use that. She is no longer with us. R.I.P. She passed when we were 19.
Wow.
We were in the car accident together when I was 9.
In the what?
We got in a major car accident.
When
I was 9 and almost died. We got hit by a drunk driver.
Mm.
Leaving a wedding, going to a reception.
Wow.
Yeah. And a whole family got thrown from a car and I can't even imagine what the bride and groom felt like after that, like, because we didn't make it to their reception.
Their vows were blessed by Jesus.
Yeah, we all ended up in the hospital, thrown from the van.
How did Stormy die?
Stormy bruised her pancreas in the car accident.
Uh-huh.
And she developed cystic fibrosis of the pancreas. She's actually in medical journals because one, she had chromosomes that they'd never seen in somebody, like genes.
Uh-huh.
And two, because her case was so rare. It's only cystic fibrosis.
Uh-huh.
Um, So yeah, they did a lot of studies on her because hers affected her pancreas.
Huh.
You can have a lung transplant, you can't have a pancreas transplant.
Yeah.
And yeah, so eventually her body just couldn't process poisons, toxins, because that's what your pancreas does. It's like your super liver.
Right.
Yeah, so she died at 19. The last year
that... And her parents gave her a stripper name as a given name.
We looked just alike. Everybody always thought we were sisters. I mean, when we were little.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a picture somewhere of us on the Easter Bunny's lap. We do. We look like sisters. As we got older, we didn't look so much.
Yeah.
She got really big boobs, and I got a big butt. And we used to joke that if you shoved us together, we'd be the perfect woman. Then we really would have looked like a stripper.
Yeah. We're talking about your mom flying off the handle. Ooh. We didn't quite get there. This is good. What happened?
So she sees me come out with Stormy.
She hated the dye job you did.
Stormy and Jenna, and the entire town is leaving this production. Like, it was a big deal. Like, everybody went to this town of 1,500 people.
Yeah.
2,000 people, like, of course, a majority.
Yeah.
You know? And she just lost her shit and grabbed me by my hair.
Uh-huh.
And drug me about a block and a half down a sidewalk, kicking and screaming, like, behind, like, drug me in front of everybody, like, screaming at me, swearing at me, can't believe you did that. So we're dyeing my hair. And I got away from her, and I ran away to Stormy's house, which was a block and a half from... Yeah. There. And John Dunn came in and defended me because my dad came in. And this is how that. So my dad didn't act out that often, but normally when he did, it was because my mom was so severe and all over him about it. But she should have been. That's your partner. Like, he should have been present.
Yeah.
But at the time, I pitied him. I felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
That's when he would get. And he came in there, like, ready to hit me, and John Long stepped in between. He was, like, 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But he was, like, you found out years later his father used to hit his mom, John Dunn's did.
Yeah.
So that's why he had such an adverse reaction to that. But, yeah, she drugged me for about a block and a half in front of goddamn... the whole town. And then when I was at Brim at one point, there, she was in charge of a parents' weekend, like, dance party.
Mm.
She had a bunch of teenage kids and a DJ.
Uh-huh.
How much do teenage kids dance? Like, when they're, like, from the ages of 12 to 18, like, interspersed.
Yeah. You've
got 65 of those, that age group, right?
Yeah.
Most teenagers, especially teenagers who have social and learning disorders feel awkward in those types of situations. So nobody's dancing.
Yeah.
And my mom wanted me to go up to the DJ and, like, request a bunch of music that would make people dance. And I told her, I was like, I can't do that. Like, Mom, it's teenagers.
Yes.
And same thing, like, it was right outside of the event in the hotel by the pool. She grabbed me by my hair again and dragged me the entire length of the pool. And everybody from Brim saw it happen.
Do you think, like, would she lose it like that? Like, she thought you were, like, embarrassing her as a person? Like, it was about her, kind of, more than about you.
It was about the way
you're not looking the way she expected her daughter to look or whatever.
Yeah.
And it reflected badly on her, correct, she thought. Hmm. Where were we?
We just got through my mom dragging me through a pool.
Yeah.
Not a pool. Not a pool.
That was high school times, or? So you went away to high school, but you would come back? Or how did that work?
I went away to Brim when I was 12.
12?
For the first year I came home. Yeah. Pretty much after the second year. I think after the third year, there was a really violent incident. Stepped in.
Mm.
And I did not go home any longer. There was lots of running away that happened.
Yeah.
Rep. Yeah. Hospitalization, institutionalization.
This is the stuff that Stella Dallas wants you to talk about, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it all bleeds. Like, that's the thing. Like, the stuff I'm trying to remember is from my earlier life, like my early young life.
Uh-huh.
Like these pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that's really, really black. Like the stuff that's prominent with me is high school. Because that's when the fight began.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when I got sent away to Brim was when I thought I still had this journal. I was going to give it to you too, that I wrote in fifth and sixth grade.
Mm.
And it, like in it, until I reread it like a few years ago, I had no idea. It tells about me telling a counselor at church camp that I'd been, well, I told some friends of mine at church camp that I'd been sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
And they went to counselor about it.
Uh-huh.
Because they were responsible little boys.
Church camp is what age?
I was in fifth grade. In between fifth and sixth grade. And then once that came out,
mm-hmm.
I was sent to Brim.
But your mom had been telling you that you were a liar before that, or was that?
Oh yeah, my mom. No. She always said in that instance she thought that she called me a liar too.
She'd been calling you a liar.
Well, because the therapist called her. She legally had to. Mm-hmm. The counselor.
The counselor.
She wasn't a therapist. She was a counselor. She had a legal responsibility.
At a summer camp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In West Frankfort, Illinois. Yeah. It's a church camp.
Mm.
I don't remember the name of it then. I liked going there.
Yeah.
It was away from my family. And they had a commissary. I could buy whatever the fuck I wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had those little Coke. Do you remember those? Like squishy Coke bottles. I don't know what they were made out of. They looked like Coke bottles.
Oh, they're like candies? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they were like, there's liquid inside.
Yeah, yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah, really gross.
The first time I ever got to try one, I never could try one because I was like on sugar diets and stuff as a kid because of my ADHD.
Well, yeah, you turned into Cornolio, you know, like.
But I didn't. It's not true, actually. Like, it was a totally misled. Actually, the guy that. The dude that my mom read, I think his name was Levine or Levine, Dr. Levine, Dr. Levine, ADHD specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, after I graduated high school, convicted of child molestation.
Ah.
All of his theories were about grooming and controlling, actually, less than the sugar diets.
Interesting.
Yeah. But the first time I ever tried god-awful Coke bottles was because I got to pick it out there at church camp. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing ever. It was like, why did I do this? And I was confused by the outside of it. I was like,
So you got to go to this camp more than once or was it just a one time?
I went like three times.
Like three summers? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think like fourth. Fifth and sixth grade. Yeah.
And what was the...
I think I still have a bunch of pictures from that, actually. I'm pretty sure I do. I threw a ton of stuff out recently, but I may still have some of those. That was an awkward summer. Well, because, like, you know, you're in sixth grade, and you start to, like, wake up. That's awesome. Weird.
Sixth grade. How old are you in sixth grade?
11.
It's
more than that. So I'm in a cabin full of young teenage girls, completely.
Some of them like started looking good to you.
Oh my god! I was trying to take pictures of girls in the shower. Like I thought, like as a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm mortified by that now. I'm like, oh. Like, somebody dared me to do it. And then I was like.
You just, like, ran in there with, like, a kid.
I mean, they all had towels on and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't like I was trying to catch them naked. But Yeah. Teenagers. Fuck. Not even. Whatever.
When was the, dyslexia or whatever, like the...
When did I get diagnosed?
Yeah, when did you get diagnosed for any of that school shit?
Give my mom credit. She caught on very early on that I had something that happened to her brother, my uncle. Had pretty severe dyslexia. I got diagnosed, fully diagnosed in second grade. The day I got diagnosed, this is a...
Were you swapping letters or like what were
I couldn't doing? Really read. I really, because the type of dyslexia I have is pretty much all of them. But the ones that...
Congratulations. you won.
The only one I'm not is directional. I have a great sense of direction. I am not like Albert Einstein in that regard.
Yeah, your shoes are tied too.
Yeah.
He had trouble with that.
He did. he had directional dyslexia. His neighbors got together and painted his door fire engine red so he'd stop coming in their house. It's hilarious. So
they couldn't figure out how to teach you to read in second grade or whatever?
Well, yeah, and then I have dyscalculus. Well, so the ones that affect my reading are dyslexia, which dyslexia people know, that's where you write backwards, like you flip letters. Well, I also have a form of dyslexia where I would flip the whole word backwards.
Lysdexia.
Yes. So you have, like, even if you held it up to a mirror, you couldn't read it because the entire word had been displaced.
Yes.
And the letters were backwards. I took speech therapy for years to learn how to read lips so I'd make sure. Because I also have an auditory processing issue.
Right.
Where, like, if you say go walk the dog, I will go get the dog a bath because that's what I thought you said. Go wash the dog, not go walk the dog. Like, yeah. I spell phonetically too.
So that's interesting. No, it's interesting to me that your mom would have responded to that correctly. But like certain other kinds of things, she rejected as like
it was a reflection on her.
Lies and fantasies.
It was a reflection on her. Me not doing well in school.
Oh. So she needed, she wanted to fix that. She wanted to make that. Yeah.
My brother was.
Oh, he was good at school?
Yeah, yeah. School. Until he got college. He didn't keep scholarship and stuff like that. Pointing about him is like he is highly intelligent. Like a fart at the same time.
Yeah. There's different kinds of intelligence. Yeah.
Well, he's not empathetic at all.
Yeah.
But right. Him and I are close, so I can't psychoanalyze him. Yeah. Like I'm sure he's plenty fucked up from the situation.
So he's like a sociopath. He's like a serial killer.
I don't think so. He really loves his wife. It's like reluctant and.
Oh, they don't get along. You don't know.
But like when he saw me, the minute he saw me, the insurrection had just happened. Our father had just died. I hadn't seen him in 5 years.
Yeah.
And
it had been a long time since you'd seen each other.
At least five years.
Oh, okay.
At least.
Yeah.
And. Like, immediately, he walked in my hotel room, the insurrection stuff was on the television, and I was like, what do you think about this? He's like, I don't know, but it's the opposite. And I was just like, oh, good talk. Great. So we're not talking this weekend.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because, like, he was the only one during that process that did check up on me. Like,
the process of?
Burying my father.
Oh.
Because... where my dad was buried, just directly down my best friend Stormy, her grave, and I hadn't been there in forever. So once his funeral ended, I walked down there, said hi to her at the corner of that mound.
That's what cemeteries are for. It's not for the dead people.
Yeah, I know. I know. It just seems
what
so
the
ridiculous.
Fuck do they care? They're dead. You know, like, it's for you. It's for the living.
But I felt like, because I was there,
yeah.
My his and my dad's dad's grave is there, but I guess it was right next to his. So I wasn't.
Did you know your father's father?
Yeah, but I was 5 when he died. Oh, okay. He died of black lung in the mines.
I was gonna say it. Jigger.
He died at like 60, black lung. 62.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. How did your parents meet?
Yeah.
They went
high school. They went to
So they met in high school?
They met in high school, and my mom went away to secretarial college. He went to pharmaceutical school, and I think my mom just thought she was, there's that.
What?
My mom just thought she was getting too old. My parents went on one date, and my mom went and told the whole town they were getting married. My dad never asked her to marry.
This was in high school?
No, this was after college. Because she was like 25. Oh. So she felt like she was an old maid. He had never been that popular in high school, but he owned a business, so it looked good.
Are they the same age, or is he older?
My dad is a year older than my mom.
Okay, so they're
basically
the same age.
They double dated. She dated my godfather in high school.
Oh, so in high school, they didn't date in high school.
No.
They knew each other in high school.
They were married after they were both out of college.
Where was her school? Where was your secretarial school?
She went to school in Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was called. It probably no longer exists because it was.
No,
just a secretary.
Indiana University is in Bloomington, Indiana, but you know.
No, but it was specifically like a secretarial college, like you know, back when women weren't allowed.
Martinsville. That was the big one of the big.
That's where it was founded.
Yeah. That was like one of their places.
My friend Corey. His grandfather right now, Corey, is a very gay man.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to another very gay man. Is the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
I'm sure there's plenty of gay clans here. You know, like, that's
totally about that. I mean, come on.
You got a pretty good start, I think. Yeah. But we can leave it here for today. And I got reading material, you know.
Got pictures, too.
Pictures, audio, just super helpful for an audio form. they can imagine, all the listeners can imagine the pictures just like they imagine Stella Dallas and her adventures. I'll have to look up what it was like, a melodrama. Stella Dallas was a character like in like 40s or 30s.
Nice.
It's like a. I'll have to look up who Stella Dallas was, but yeah.
Kind of like.
Leave it.